Now I'll give you the specific ones when we get there. And so, praise the Lord. If you're at Luke 10, verse 1, say there.
There.
Still traveling.
There.
All right. Well, as you travel, we're going to get going. Title for tonight, Go Before Jesus. You always hear, hey, I want to travel with Jesus, or I want to be beside Jesus. But Jesus doesn't want us to be beside him. He actually wants to go before him. And I have scripture proof of that. Right here. It says, Luke 10:1. After these things, the Lord appointed 72 others also and sent them two by two before his face went into every city and place where he himself was about to go. So the thing about it, you go before God arrives. If you want God to arrive, you go before him. Because Jesus sent out the 72 to prepare the way for Jesus to come. And the cool thing about it is that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, cannot move unless you move first. If you're waiting for the Holy Spirit to move, you're going to sit there for a long time. But if you're willing to move, and you're willing to say, get out of your comfort zone, or say it's a little uncomfortable, or say, I don't want to do it because I don't like big crowds, or I don't like small crowds, or I don't like this or that. God's saying, I want you to go before me to make a way, to prepare for when I come. And so the way we can go before Jesus is if we're prepared to show up spiritually when we gather together. We'll say, well, when I get there, and then I'll be ready. But Jesus says, go before me. Go and before. And then in Judges chapter 6, verse 14, he's talking to Gideon. The Lord turned to Gideon and said, go in your strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hands. Am I not sending you? See, God's chosen to send you. So if we're saying, God, heal that person, but we're not willing to pray for that person, he's telling us to go. If we're saying, Lord, this person needs a touch from you, but we're not willing to be a vessel God can use, maybe God wants to use you as the vessel to work through. But what if I don't get the results of XYZ? When we go, who's responsible for the results?
God.
That's right, God is. I'm not responsible for anything besides obedience. That's the only thing I'm responsible for. When I ask my kids to do something, their responsibility is to obey. And just like us, our responsibility with God when he says, hey, I want you to go to do X, Y, Z, or whatever, it's not up to us to get the results, because guess what? Our results are always tainted to what we prefer, what we like, what we enjoy. And maybe it's not about me, but it's about the kingdom of God. And when we go, it's not about me, it's about the kingdom. And so God always sends us before he shows up. Romans chapter 10, verse 14 and 15. It states this. I'll let you turn there if you're not there yet. Romans 10, 14 and 15. And so before we'll read it and then we'll go from there. It goes, as Paul's writing, he goes, but how can they call on him, Jesus, to save them unless they believe in him? Right? So the only way they can become believers is if they call upon him. And how can they believe Jesus if they have never heard about Jesus? And how can they hear about Jesus unless someone tells them about Jesus? Verse 15. And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why Scripture says, how beautiful are the feet of the messengers who bring good news. So you go. That's our job, is to go. Jesus says, I'm sending you out to Israel, to Judea, to the end of the earth. He's sending us to go. And then he goes, make disciples and all those things. But he tells us to go across the street. He tells us to go to our family. He tells us to go to XYZ. And I am a true believer of divine interactions as I go. Because he says the steps of the who? Righteous. And if you're a believer, you're a righteous person. So the steps of the righteous are what? Are ordered, right? By God. Have you ever ordered anything offline, off of Amazon or online? Right? Most of us have done mail order. Back in the day, they used to have mail order brides. You didn't sign up for that, Jerry, did you?
No.
Okay.
I did that enough picking on my own.
But usually when you do a mail order, you order something and it comes, right? And so if the steps are ordered by God, he's saying, I want you to go through this because of a certain reason. Even Psalm 23, as David's writing it out, even though I travel through the valley of death, we've all gone through funerals in our life. And we travel through it. We don't have to stay there. And even hard times, God allows us to go through it because it gives us an opportunity to grow. Even though it's hard, it's difficult, and it's frustrating, God says, I got these steps. Go where I'm telling you to go. But Lord, I don't want to do that. You ever tell God that? I have. I don't want to do it, God. But once you obey and embrace what he's told you to do, because the thing about it, it's order. You ever order something from a restaurant and you're like, oh man, this is the greatest food ever. It's really good because you didn't have to make it. You ever notice that peanut butter and jelly sandwich always tastes better when mama made it? At least for me. Lunch always tastes better when I don't have to cook it. Supper always tastes better when I don't have to cook it. But why? Because it's ordered and it's coming. All I have to do is enjoy. All I have to do is enjoy my travels. And I'm truly a believer of divine appointments. And I think most of you would agree that most of the week we were like, huh, is God doing something? I think if we pull back and ask the Holy Spirit, I want to walk before you as you guide me so I can make a way for you to come. When you pray for Sunday mornings, Wednesday nights, you're actually making a way for the Holy Spirit to move. Say, Holy Spirit, move! Touch us tonight. Be with us. You're praying that now you're saying, well, Lord, I want this certain song. Well, you might not get that certain song, and then we get frustrated because it's not about us. It can't be about us. It has to be about the kingdom. When our steps are ordered by God, it's always about the kingdom purpose. Because God's kingdom purpose is always greater than what I want. God's great, his kingdom, you think about it, his kingdom is everlasting. And guess what? He knew what it take to somebody to come to know Christ. And he'll use anything and everything for them to come to know Christ. And so, I just want to encourage you tonight, go and the Lord will be with you because you got some good news to share with people. You got some excellent news to share with people. You have a testimony that you can share with people. And God goes, you can do it. So I just want to encourage you with that tonight. All right. Any prayer requests tonight? Any prayer requests?
Pray for Eleanor.
Yes, I have Eleanor on my list.